AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, Money Movers, welcome back to Money Moves, the daily podcast determined to give you the keys to the kingdom of financial stability, wealth, and abundance. Blockchain technology and its application to Web3 are a new technological frontier, and we want to make sure the Money Moves audience is in the know. So welcome to Crypto School. And to keep you up to date on this fast-moving and growing sector, we have decided to bring in one of the future leaders of the Web3 space. Money Movers, it's time for Crypto School with Elon Halperin. Hi, Elon.
How's it going?
Good, good, good. So glad to have you back. Our first segment was fire. So now we're here to go deeper into the blockchain and Web3 world. So let's bring it on.
Very excited to be here and to get more people educated about the space.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to start off by answering the question of what is blockchain? I think it blows a lot of people's minds and they're really not able to like wrap their heads around this whole concept of the blockchain. How do you explain this to, let's say, your grandma?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I've definitely tried explaining this to my grandma before.
So okay. Maybe not your grandma.
All right. I'll give the sort of like how I like to break it down and explain it. And, you know, blockchain is one of these kind of buzzwords in this space that gets thrown around a lot. So hopefully after this, you guys will have a better understanding. The way I like to think about blockchain is literally as a chain of blocks, right? Mm-hmm. So there are these blocks. And what do these blocks represent? Storage units. So you can imagine these blocks are just a way to store data, a way mm-hmm. to store information, and they're chained together in order. And so this is really important. Blocks are sequenced, right? If I'm block 4, after me is block 5, after that is block 6, and it kind of goes in order. And it's really just this chain of data storage units that is publicly accessible and available to everyone. And what's really important here is that blockchain is the infrastructure engine behind Web3, behind crypto, behind a lot of aspects of the metaverse. Blockchain is the technology that's really powering all of these things.
Mm. I love it. I get it. I'm literally picturing storage units linked together and, you know, they're sort of unbreakable, right? Because they're all linked. And so that gives me this. And, you know, we always talk about it. You might hear these words. It's like an irrefutable ledger. So I picture like this old guy in the olden days writing in a ledger in an accounting book with little glasses. But this is irrefutable. It's created on the blockchain, so you can't really make mistakes, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, another thing about that is that it can't really be hacked. It can't really be manipulated, right? Because it's completely permanent. And so blockchains tend to have different kinds of traits. And again, blockchain is a technology, right? It's not like one thing that we can point at. It's this technological concept that powers all this stuff. So there are different kinds of blockchains. There are actually private blockchains, and then there are public blockchains. The public ones are really what are powering like Bitcoin and Ethereum and all these other currencies that we know about. But there's really cool aspects about blockchain that are very attractive when building in the space. And that's one of them, like you said, is that it's this immutable ledger, right? So you cannot change it. Once it's written onto the blockchain, it cannot be changed. Another one, that it's public, right? So there's this little guy in spectacles behind closed doors writing down transactions. But in the blockchain world, I can pull up my computer and look at it right on the internet. It's completely public. So a very different model here.
I love that. I love that. Okay, so now you're saying, how is it that it's possible that we can't make a mistake? You know, and I understand, you know, people talk about the connectivity of it. They talk about, hey, if you're going to put a smart contract on the blockchain now, everybody sees it. Can you explain that to me?
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk about, like, you know, how it can't be changed, how it's actually immutable first. So as you're producing these blocks, every block that comes next depends on all the information preceding it. So if I want to make block six, that unique identifier for block six depends on all of the data in block five and all the data in block four. So then if I'm a hacker and I want to be malicious and I want to say, okay, this transaction happened in block four, I'm going to reverse it so that I get more money, and I go and try and change it, that would change everything after it. So the whole world would look back and be like, wait, that person's completely wrong, because this is all different now, right? Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work like that, right? Because of that dependency in this chain of blocks.
Oh, I like it. It's kind of like, someone explained it to me once as almost like a stadium, and everybody in the stadium has eyes on this blockchain. And so it's like, as soon as it breaks, everyone's like necks just whip and they're like, nope, broken, can't do it. Nope, broken, can't do it. And everybody's screaming, as opposed to that little guy with the spectacles who was sitting there just writing notes, and like only he noticed if a mistake was made, right?
Exactly. That's yeah. Exactly right. I love that analogy. Yeah. And that's the power, like, right? It's completely run by a network of people. So there's no longer this one dude that's determining what the truth is, right? If someone wants to go and be malicious, all the 10,000 other people will say, like, hey, don't listen to that guy, we're all on this other page.
Yeah.
And to become very clear what the truth is.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
There's two kinds of people in the world: people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Okay, so now we've got an understanding of the blockchain. Why is it so important? Like, can you tell us some of the use cases that you're seeing pop up with blockchain and why this is going to be such a big part of this Web3 that everybody keeps talking about?
Absolutely, yeah. So if we go back to those fundamental properties of the blockchain, right, it's this decentralized storage unit, it's public, you can't change it. All of these things are really important when thinking about the potential use cases this technology can have. So I think I would like to share my first aha moment when it came to blockchain Web3. And really what like opened my eyes. And I think what happens is that you learn about this technology and then you see how it can be applied to improve things in your everyday life. And so I'd like to share like how that experience happened for me. And it was actually recently. So vaccinations. So basically we spent the past 2 years pouring so much resources, creating one of the most innovative vaccinations that exists, one of the most technologically sound vaccinations that is in existence today. Mm-hmm. And then we use the most archaic system to keep track of it, a piece of paper.
Oh my gosh, this is the best example ever. Yes.
Yeah, and so it was really an aha moment. So I was like, whoa, we spent all this time and technology and money and all these scientists researching this vaccination. And it was an amazing breakthrough in technology. And then we're like, cool, let's track it with a piece of paper.
Literally an index card.
Yeah, it's like an index card. And everybody loses it. And it's like, what the hell? Like now all of a sudden, like if I get my first dose in New York City where I'm from, and then my second dose in San Francisco where I live today, the only thing communicating that is this piece of paper that I'm responsible for. It's absolutely insane to me. So I was like, whoa, hold up. This is a perfect use case for the blockchain.
Yeah.
Period. Like all of a sudden we have this reason for the entire world to be on the same page and for that to be hyper protected. And for every user to have a unique identity in that system, right? And this is like the quintessential use case for a blockchain is this.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I could talk about this all day long because it's really funny to me. And I feel like I don't know if anybody on this podcast who listens will remember this, but this is going to totally show my age. When I was in grade school, we used to have the Dewey Decimal Library System. So if you wanted to take out a book, you would go to the library and you would write on an index card like 4.320, and that's how you would find a book. And then all of a sudden the internet came along and it blew that out of the water because there were just so many better ways to do it. We now had, you could scan a book, you could RFID a book. Like this is the perfect example of like, why did we just go backwards? And why are we not doing these vaccinations on the blockchain? Because it's just better.
It's better. Yeah. And I honestly think that a lot of the applications that are going to spin off of Web3 and that are going to come about are going to be because it's just better, right? Mm-hmm. Like, people are like, oh, I don't get it. I don't see the use case. I don't see it's applicable. But then you're like, wait, how can we improve this user experience by 10x? Maybe we can put it on the blockchain. And I think this example is a perfect one.
This is a great example. And, you know, I want to have a couple more examples because I don't feel like we're selling people on this, but I want people to leave having an understanding of the use cases. And maybe you won't leave understanding exactly the technology behind blockchain, but how it can really improve our lives and how moving forward into this Web3 world, it can work. So I think some of the other examples that, you know, that has really come up right now is this idea of finance and cryptocurrencies. We will do a deeper dive into some of the bigger cryptocurrency conversations. This is just going to be a teaser so that you guys tune in for future episodes. But can you talk about how this sort of applies to money and finance and banking?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So I think here in the U.S., we're in a pretty privileged position to have access to banks and to, quote unquote, trust our government. A lot of the initial use cases and applications for blockchain and cryptocurrencies were actually first international in countries where they don't have that same trust in their government and that same system and access. So one concrete example here is women in Afghanistan. So traditionally, women in Afghanistan don't actually have access to bank accounts and don't have the financial freedom that some women in the United States are able to have. So what's the solution to this? Well, crypto is actually a perfect solution to this, crypto and blockchains. And the reason being is because there's no application, there's no social security number, there's no like barrier to entry to actually get financial freedom and utilize this technology. You don't have to go through a bank. You don't have to go ask permission. You don't have to go ask your husband. Yeah.
Oh, can I have some money? Like, do you guys understand how this is revolutionizing the world?
Yeah, absolutely. And all you need is access to the internet. That's it. And then boom, you're completely tapped into this system where things just happen faster. Things are more accessible. Things are public. Things are immutable. All of these traits that are really, really important.
Yeah. So that brings me to, we talked a little bit about banking. We're touching on some cryptocurrency here, but just this idea of like asset transfers and smart contracts. So what's a smart contract? It's another sort of buzzword. I mean, we sort of touched on it, but can you think of some other examples where there's some good use cases?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So smart contracts are this technology that's really built on Ethereum. So there's other smart contracts are supported on other blockchains, but we'll talk about Ethereum because that's kind of the most common one. And basically what smart contracts allow is for you to put code onto the blockchain. So we know sort of crypto as like transactions, right? Sending money from A to B. But now smart contracts are a way to store arbitrary code, so any kind of code and applications onto the blockchain. So maybe I'll give a quick example of what that looks like. Yeah. All right. So what is an application or piece of code that you want to kind of automate, that you'd want to be like public and just sort of like work without having
I know. Pick me. I'm an up and coming. No. I'm Basquiat. I've made all this art. People have bought my art for years, but every time I sell my art to a new owner, I don't know that it gets sold. And now I just found out that someone sold my piece of art for, and I'm talking about a real piece of art here. Let's get into NFTs later, you guys. But this piece of art for like $600 million and my family gets none of that. That sucks. Can you help me, Elon? What would I do?
Absolutely. So what we can do is basically make a smart contract representing that piece of art. So if that art is digital, that smart contract can be the art. If the art is physical, which in the case of Basquiat might be physical, that contract can just represent the exchange of the art. Right now, kind of art dealing happens on paper, right? On pen and paper. What if we had a smart contract, right? So a piece of code that keeps track of all of those systems. And maybe you can even bake into that code a system of royalties where every time that piece of artwork gets bought and sold, the original artist gets a cut of those profits. And that's something you can implement in code. And it's no longer this honor system trust, like, did it get sold? What's my ratio? It's like, it's baked into the code. It's automatic. You get paid instantly.
Wow. So this idea of royalties sort of being in perpetuity as you sell something, I think this again brings us back to this point of having how this Web3 world of not having a gatekeeper, we are now the creators. We are now the owners of our art, anything that we've created. And this, again, it gives me goosebumps when I think of, you know, what people of color, so many people who have built this country, built things around the world, but haven't been able to have ownership. And that's why I think it's really exciting. That's why I'm so excited to have these conversations with you, Elon, and share it with the Money Moves audience.
Most of the United States has been built on the backs of people of color, if not all of it, including cultural things like music and art and everything. And imagine we can pay back dividends to the original creators of those, right? That's the world we're going to live in. That's the world we're living in today. And now it's time to implement it and put it into action.
Incredible. All right, Elon, I'm going to take us out on that high note because I'm energized, I'm inspired, and I'm so excited about what's to come with Web3. And I hope that the Money Moves audience, you guys can take this messages, do your research, learn more about what's transpiring in the technology world, and grab your seat at the table as we all create our futures. Elon, thanks again for joining us today. And please tell our audience where they can find you on social.
Absolutely. So I'm 0xElon on Twitter and HelperNesta on Instagram.
Money Movers, please make sure to follow Elon on all her social media handles and to keep up to date on all things crypto and Web3. Money Movers, that's all the time we have for today. Make sure to tune in Monday to Friday and subscribe to the Money Moves podcast powered by Greenwood so that you too can have the keys to financial freedom you so rightly deserve, whether it's in Web 1, 2, or 3. Thank you so much for tuning in, Money Moves audience. If you want more or a recap of this episode, please go to thebankgreenwood.com and check out the Money Moves podcast blog. Money Moves is an iHeartRadio podcast powered by Greenwood, executive produced by Sunwise Media, Inc. For more podcasts on iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit nfl.com/schedule-release to learn more.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.